Let's get on back. It's past mission yud. Meshapelish and nifkasum of the kabo rimona. Meshapelish is a large box that's used to carry out fertilizer to the field or to carry the garbage inside of it. And if it broke, then it no longer holds rimona. It has a very large hole that a rimona pomegranate would fall through that hole. But b'mir mitamer, b'mir holds that even so, the kli is still makabo tuma. As even though you no longer can use it for the purpose that it was made, which is to carry out zevo and ashpa inside the box, but it could be used to sit down or lay down on top of it, as it's a very large box and is considered miyuchel yeshiva, something that also could be used for sitting down or lying down on top of it. So therefore, it's still considered a kli, and if makabo tuma is medrash, if a zav or zava would sit down on it, it would become an ava tuma. And since it's makabo tuma is medrash, it's also makabo all other tumas, as a kli is makabo tuma is medrash, is makabo all other tumas also. The Chachamim mitarem is neishabat or ikur betela atzvela. The Chachamim disagree. They say the kli is tar. Now that the kli has a large hole in it, that you no longer can use the kli to hold zevah or ashpa, the kli is no longer makabel tumah. And since the ikar is batel, the main usage of the kli is batel, it cannot be used for the purpose that it was made, which is to carry in a zevah or ashpa, the tefillah is also batel. The less important usage, which is for somebody to sit down or lay down on top of it, is batel. It would not be makabel tumah medras because somebody can still sit down or lay down on top of it. And since the kli cannot be used for the purpose that it was made, it's no longer considered a kli, even though you still can sit down on it. So therefore, it's not makabel tumah medras, as since it's no longer a kli, it's no longer makabel
tumah. Pillows and mattresses, asakim, leather sacks, bamar sofen, and leather containers that are used to store merchandise on a ship. Any of these that got torn and cannot be used any further for the purpose that they were made, even so, they're tummy medras of a zava or nida would sit or lay down on them, they would become an avatuma. And since they're makabo tumas medras, they're also makabo all other tumas. As anything that's makabo tumas medras is makabo all other tumas as well. As all these kalim, even though they no longer could be used for what they're made for, the pillows and the mattresses tore and their stuffings came out, and therefore they can't be used anymore as a pillow or mattress. But sometimes, anyway, people would sit on them. Or the sacks, or the martsof and the containers that hold merchandise cannot be used to hold things in them since they tore. But since they still could be used to sit down on, so they're considered meyuchad li yeshiva, and they're makabel tumas medras. Now, even though we had on the previous mission that something that's batel ikar, batel hatafel, if the reason why they were made for is to hold things and they no longer could hold things in them, so then they wouldn't be makabel tumas medras anymore either. The answer is over here, they're originally made also to sit down on them, not just for the purpose they were made for, but also so that they can be sat on. So since they were made for that purpose, may have chalof from the beginning, so even though they can't be used for the other purpose, since they still can be used to sit down on, they're makabel tumas medras and all other tumas as well. Ha-cluster arba kabin. A cluster is a leather pouch that's hung around an animal's neck while it's doing work. That leather pouch holds food that the animal can eat from that pouch that's hung around the neck while it's doing work. If that cluster holds four kabin, ha-tormo chameshes kabin. If a tormo holds five kabin, a tormo is a large leather purse that's used by rowing by shepherds to carry their things with them. Hakrisus sa, a small leather sack that holds a saw. A saw is six kabin. Hachamas shel shivas kabin. A chamas is a leather pouch that's used to hold water to drink from it if it holds seven kabin. Rabbi Huda imaf harifsa v'amizvada kol shehen. Rabbi Huda says, so too a rifsa, which is a leather pouch used to hold the summon spices, or a mizvada, that's a leather case used to carry seder ladera food for the road. These two kelim, according to Rabbi Huda, doesn't make a difference on their size. Harielu, tamei medris, all the above mentioned kelim are tamei medris. If a zava or nida would sit down or lie down or lean down on them, they would become an abhatuma. As the kelim that we just mentioned, if they're the size that the mission said they have to be, they're used also for yeshiva. Sometimes people would sit on them when they are holding the things that they hold, when they're full, they're miyuchad liyeshiva. They have to be a certain size. It's only if they're a certain size that they're miyuchad liyeshiva when they are holding things in them. So therefore, since they're miyuchad liyeshiva, they become an abatuma if a zav or nida would sit down on them. But kulan shenifchasu tahara. But all the above mentioned kalim, if they're torn, they're tar, they're no longer makabel tumas medras. Mibnei shabato ha'ikar upato hatzvela. Because the ikar is batel, the main purpose that they were made for, which is to hold things in them, is bustle. They no longer hold things in them since they're torn. So the tefela is bustle. The less important usage, which is to sit down on them, is also bustle. As they're only miyuchel yeshiva when they're holding things in them, then people would sit down on them. But now that they no longer hold things in them, they're no longer miyuchel yeshiva, and they're no longer makabel tumas meters, even though maybe sometimes people would sit on them even when they're not holding things in them. But that's called a non-important usage, and since the ikar is batel, the non-important usage is also batel. They're no longer considered kalim and are no longer makabel.